await your coming. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the preaching of John, that rejoicing in your salvation we may bring forth the fruits of redemption, repentance. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
So, okay, yeah. Well, there's a lot of people to thank, not just Doris and I, but we have a wonderful page turner here, Christine Patton, and Valerie has been a godsend. Thank you. Kind of like our queuing gal, which is awesome. And also to the parents who are helping us all get dressed. And also to Charles for his sound. So there's a lot of people to thank, and I really appreciate the help. So today, we're putting on this Christmas musical, which is a crazy, busy, peaceful, holy night. Yeah, how's that work? But it does. And I wanted to say that this is our gift, or it's the children's gift and our gift to you to get the season going and to remember what Christmas is really all about. So we're going to start our program with our first song.
Thank you. on Friday.
Okay, I'll be in the house in a minute.
I've got to get this batch of cookies together. I won the cookie party last year, and this has to be even better than last year. Okay, what can I do to help? I'm about 40 seconds until the batch of cookies is This is the problem. I have 15 more to do, and I just finished my study guide.
Well, sweetie, it sounds like you're making good progress.
Here, you need to carry the one and then regroup.
Ben!
Hold on, I've got to get those!
Honey, I'm home.
Dad, you're sleeping. How was work? Hey, Dad. How was your day? Dad, I really need help.
Okay. It was good, except that now I have another interview for this promotion tomorrow, and we have the office Christmas party coming up. Okay, honey, let's see. You need to carry the wand and then regroup. Oh, son, you've got to play that correctly. Go get a little shopping done. I've got a few more gifts to buy. Lily, want to come along?
Sure.
Oh, while we're out, we'll get a gift for the gift exchange.
Just not a fruitcake.
Keep practicing, bud. You'll get it.
Oh, The wise men are only bringing golden frankincense to the baby Jesus.
Where's the myrrh?
There.
What a crazy night. Success! I made it through the mall and found almost everything else we need. Yes, I even found the fruitcake.
It's Christmas, the bells are ringing.
So go out to your home. You can help decorate.
Lily, how's the choir rehearsal? You guys ready?
Well, we will be. The wise men had probably spoiled their gifts and the shepherds lost the sheep. But at least Mary didn't drop Jesus this time.
The director has so much more patience than I would ever have. I don't know how he does it. Penny, did you finish your homework?
Almost. One of my problems is the survey. Could you all answer a question for me? It's easy. What's the best part of Christmas?
Well, that's an easy one.
Presents.
What?
Cookies.
No.
Decorations.
Seriously?
Maybe somebody else can answer.
Oh, I can go.
Hey, listen! Dad, what's your answer? Guys, listen!
Well, I love Christmas. We have the chance to celebrate.
Hello, guys, it's carolers. Listen!
Fly, 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 fly. too.
I love those songs.
I'm so glad they came.
Hey, what happened over?
What happened to what?
What happened? It's all not over.
Oh, man.
It sure is. I must have hit the tin when I was running around to get the cookies ready.
I wasn't even paying attention when I came and saw my school book.
Or maybe I hit it with the shopping bags.
I don't think any of us were paying attention. It's been crazy and busy around here.
We were all too busy. But look at all these pieces. All the different parts of the real Christmas story.
I bet it was crazy busy then, too.
Mary and Joseph had to travel a long way to Bethlehem.
Even first, didn't we go to Grandma's house?
Yes, even farther. And they had to walk.
And Mary was expecting a baby.
And then, when they got there, it was so busy in town that they didn't even have a place to stay.
And what about the shepherds? They were working that day. A stinky, smelly job.
Even stinkier than Justin's shoes?
I bet those shepherds were scared in their minds when the angels started singing. Can you even imagine?
I bet it was beautiful and loud and crazy. I wonder what it was really like that night in Bethlehem, the very first Christmas.
Thank you.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
That night in Bethlehem was possibly crazier and busier than we get here now.
Traveling, fighting the crowds, singing, giving gifts.
Then and now.
The perfect gift was given for us that night.
Love was born that first Christmas. Busy and busy became peaceful and holy.
God gave us his son Jesus so that we can have peace even when we are busy.
Peace doesn't mean calm and quiet. That first night wasn't calm, and it sure wasn't quiet.
Those shepherds were scared. Those crowds were crazy. The angel singing was loud.
But it sure was peaceful, because the Prince of Peace was born that night.
Jesus brings peace to a crazy, busy world.
Because we know we are loved no matter what.
We've been given the perfect gift, Jesus.
Christmas is crazy.
Christmas is busy. Christmas is peaceful.
Christmas is holy.
Christmas is Jesus! Okay.